Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm just so addicted, can't leave it alone. Who's creeping, who's lovers, who's pregnant, who's winning, who's got hidden children, who knows?
Up this morning, early this morning on this beautiful Thursday, man. I got my disc record already ready for Miss Shanika. And if Shawty wants some, he can get some too this morning. If Swin and Bunny want some, they can get some. If you want some, you can get some too. So go on and, you know what I'm saying, understand it's a beautiful day today, man. We're going to have a good time, though. I ain't got no disc record. We ain't doing nothing but bringing love on this end, man. The biggest thing happening today, hopefully we're going to tell y'all some news that's informative enough to help you move throughout your day. Miss Shanika definitely got the word on the streets. What you talking about, Miss Shanika?
I got the word on the streets news coming up, and you will just have to stick around and see what I'm talking about.
And blah, 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 blah. No, I was just playing. Stop, Shanika. We playing. Okay, hey, man, you know what it is, man. Also, we got some money to give away on this beautiful Thursday, man, because Are You Smarter Than Young Jock would definitely pay you if you could beat that boy. And Day Dilemma. Shout out. What's happening?
Happy Thursday. You won't believe what caused this head-on collision. It's crazy, and it's coming up on the Crazy Report.
Just keep it locked in right here. It's Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover.
Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover brings you the biggest thing happening today.
What's poppin'? Poppin'.
We are now live on your radio.
Police on campus at Columbia University and UCLA as protests disrupt colleges nationwide.
New York City police inside Hamilton Hall at Columbia University, searching for protesters who took over the building. Dozens of people arrested with protesters chanting outside. More demonstrators arrested after the scuffle with police. The decision for police to move in came at the request of Columbia's president. The building occupation, encampments, and related disruptions pose a clear and present danger.
These once peaceful protests are being exploited by professional outside agitators.
Columbia is one of several colleges and universities around the country seeing demonstrations, including here at UCLA overnight, where pro-Israeli demonstrators surrounded a pro-Palestinian encampment.
And back at Columbia, in that letter to police, the university is asking officers to have a presence on campus through at least May 17th. That is 2 days after commencement there.
All right, so about 300 protesters were arrested overnight at Columbia University and City College. Now in Los Angeles, 15 people were injured and one hospitalized as UCLA has canceled classes for Wednesday. Now I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot more, you know, spawning from this whole situation. Prayerfully, you know, they could find some type of resolve and things could get back to normal. So definitely going to keep you in the know on that. Coming up around the streets of 96 with that girl, Bunny Banks. Keep it right here where you got it. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Check the news.
That's right. Let's take you around the streets in 90 seconds. Metro Atlanta Uber and Lyft drivers plan strike and demand fair pay and protections.
Demonstrations and strikes are also taking place in other U.S. cities, including New York, Chicago, and Charlotte. So drivers are demanding job protection from rideshare and delivery companies, as well as higher wages. Some say the pay is just too low.
Uber and Lyft have an algorithm, a mathematical equation in which they recently changed something called upfront pricing. And it's driving the pay for the Uber and Lyft drivers down. We're here to protect their rights and finally give the rideshare drivers in Georgia a voice.
All right. Well, I hope that this is worked out fairly quickly, because Uber and Lyft is the only means of transportation for a lot of people. Now, let's take it to Youngkins, who says no encampments on Virginia Tech campuses.
He says, quote, "My administration will continue to fully support campus, local, and state law enforcement and university leadership to keep our campuses safe." The White House says President Joe Biden has spoke to the Israeli Prime Minister about a ceasefire deal, but in the meantime, protesters say they will continue until it's officially over.
Yes, there are so many protests going on right now, and a lot of the governors are stepping up, a lot of the mayors are stepping up to stop the violence against law enforcement. So we'll see how that plays out and keep you up to date. That's taking you around the streets in 90 seconds. We got Shouty Shouty with that crazy report on the way. It's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Yo, it's the craziest story you'll hear all morning. The crazy report is on right now.
Shouty Shouty, run it down.
Yeah, run it down is what we about to do, man. We about to run it down to Florida. You would have thought we was in Alabama, because this guy has been arrested for setting his cousin's car on fire, who he says is also his girlfriend's. Reporters could not even report the news story, y'all.
Florida man torches girlfriend's car, who is also his cousin.
Oh.
It's so Florida man. Do we have to go any further?
Oh, yes, we got to go a little farther. Y'all can report it, but I'm going to report it, because they're allegedly they are engaged. And if they get married, he would be her husband. And that's crazy. And you know I know crazy because I'm crazy. And crazy knows crazy. That's Shouty, what my name is. Follow me on Instagram at Shouty the Comedian with the crazy report.
Now let's get into these national days.
All right, we got to get into these national days. Did y'all know that today is National Brothers and Sisters Day? Yeah, man. Shouts out to all my brothers, all my siblings. You know what I'm saying? We deep, deep, deep. Today is also Harry Potter Day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all them pimps and players over there. Dusseldorf, you know what I'm talking about? All right, oh, here's a good one, Shout Nikki and Shouty. Today is National Day of Prayer. Put them hands together and bow thine head, all right? Take a baby to lunch day. Today is World Password Day. I didn't even know that was a day, but hey, it is what it is. So shouts out to all y'all, you know, who got them good passwords, them unbreakable passwords. Also, let's get into these celebrity birthdays. Y'all know it's star season. Happy birthday to The Rock. That's right, Dwayne Johnson, man, 1 year older. One more revolution around the sun. Hey, man, shouts out to my dog, DC Young Fly. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Paul George. Hey, man, y'all nigga, we got to shout out that girl, Donatella Versace. Y'all know who that is. You know, iconic fashion designer who inherited the Versace fashion brand. Yeah. All right, so let's get into these local celebrity birthdays, because those birthdays actually do matter.
It's about that time to wish happy birthday to our local celebrities. It's the birthday wish list with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
I heard it's your birthday.
Happy birthday to that boy, Derek Mack, Keon Henley. Shouts out to that girl, Cassandra Whitney. Shouts out to you, baby. Happy birthday to my dog, Z Dugatti. Oh, can't forget the boy, Frank Vieira. Happy birthday to my girl, Christy Thomas, and Ty Dorsey. All right, now, if you want to get your name on the birthday list, do yourself a favor right now and slide into our DMs at Streets Morning Takeover. That's with a Z. You know we got y'all coming up, man. Hey, man, make sure you stick around for more. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Hey, say what's happening, man. T.I.P. the King, good. Westside's home, one bankhead in the building. You know what's happening, man. 6 to 10, we listen to the best damn morning show. Young Jock and the Street Morning Takeover. Grand
All right, let's get into it, man. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for waking up with us, Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover. What up, Miss Shanika? What up, Shouty? Okay, in a world full of dismay, let's talk about this one right here. Harvey Weinstein set to be retired criminally in New York City after they tossed out his conviction.
The Manhattan Supreme Court ordering a retrial set sometime after Labor Day.
birthday.
I would expect the defense to be saying, you don't want to put these alleged victims or these victims to this trial again. What if we cut a deal?
This comes after New York's highest court overturned his 2020 rape conviction, citing egregious errors and finding the trial wrongly allowed women who were not a part of the case to testify. Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison.
I'm curious, man, how much y'all think it costs to get a rape conviction overturned? That's crazy. So look, Harvey Weinstein entered into a hearing on yesterday in New York in a wheelchair, and he definitely wasn't looking his best. You dig what I'm saying? Prosecutors also said on yesterday that they were actually aiming to retry Harvey Weinstein in the fall after a New York appeals court overturned his 2020 rape conviction. We're definitely going to keep you in the know with that right there. So make sure you stick around, because Miss Shanika got the word on the streets coming up in less than 10, friends. Keep it right here where you got it. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Keep it locked right here to Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Off the lights.
The mics are on and ready to go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
word on the street, she be bopping, I need more. Yeah. Word on the street, screaming by like on a moped. Word on the street, I get it popping like a blackhead. Word on the street, going down like Jock said.
It's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover with Miss Shanika.
Miss Shanika, I know the show saved me the word on the streets, right? But it is so juicy out here, man. What are you starting off with? I mean, are we going to talk about Monique? We're going to talk about her? We're going to talk about Keisha Cole? I mean, it's on you, friend. I just need to know. I just need to prepare myself because the news is crazy today. What's up, Shy?
All right. Well, let's talk about it. Monique reignites the Oprah and Tyler Perry feud. Basically, she called him some coons.
You Oprah Winfrey!
Who recorded this audio? Was it the devil?
Somebody in the audience.
Wow. All right. Well, basically, she was saying that they weren't anything yet again. So, not really sure the time frame of this audio, because some people are saying that it's old. Mm. Now, I do know she was just currently on tour with Cat Williams.
Cat Williams, yes.
Don't know.
Haven't heard.
Because I seen not too long ago Lee Daniels, who she was in a feud with. Now they're back friends, but they were just on set doing a scary movie. Monique is like always in like some kind of horror mean scary role.
Well, look what she did in Precious. I mean, it was impressive.
I've never seen Precious.
You've never seen Precious?
I don't want to see people being abused in any type of way.
You have to watch the movie.
No, I don't. Moving right along, wow. Let's talk about Akbar. Akbar says she was just minding her business, child, in New York City. And she said, out of nowhere, a friend of Cardi B just snuck attack her.
Wow.
Now, I'm still collecting data on this story. But I mean, to be out just enjoying yourself and somebody beat your ass out of the blue is like, that's crazy. And let's talk Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider was a big head over there, CEO, executive like type of producer guy at Nickelodeon. There was a huge documentary that came out, and a lot of alleged victims were going back to account for his sexual abusive ways. Now, he's speaking out about the allegations against him.
Dan Schneider is suing the producers of the Quiet on Set docuseries for portraying him as an alleged child sexual abuser. Drake and Josh creator is taking legal action against the producers of the docuseries Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which accused him of inappropriate behavior on the sets of his Nickelodeon shows in the 1990s and 2000s. Schneider says the series falsely implies he was a child sex abuser. Schneider, 58, states he was not complicit in the abuse and, quote, condemned the abuse once it was discovered and, critically, was not a child sexual abuser himself.
It was some weird things going on in Nickelodeon. I'm gonna just say that from what I seen, even the playbacks of some of the shows that he took part in producing, very interesting things.
Yes, I saw the docuseries, and he was being very suggestive. He was this talented writer, and they just started taking his word for what it was. And he had these little girls doing all type of sexually suggestive things. And you can see it grow. All you got, watch the documentary. So I wonder how they're going to counter this. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is. And we will keep you updated because it sounds like it needs to be some changes going on.
Yes.
Her and Oprah, the singer Her, are teaming up to create a new HBCU-inspired film, okay? Coming up, we have so much more to talk about. Like, apparently there's a feud between Scrappy and Keisha Cole. Trying to figure this out, but we're going to get into that just a little later.
Appreciate that, Miss Shanika. Coming up in the trending topic, man, we got to talk about it because a lot of people have these expectations of how life will be once they're older. Well, we found a video on TikTok, and there's a mature, well-aged woman who wants to put y'all up on some game, friends. Make sure y'all stick around for this trending topic. It's Anonymous Thursdays right here with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Okay, now here's a question. We all sit around and we think about, you know, how's life gonna be and how's life gonna treat you once you're older? A lot of us have these thoughts that, yo, we're gonna be good, we're gonna be set, we'll make so much money so we could just ride it out till it's time to ride on up out of here and get to the upper room. Well, here's a video we found on TikTok, and this young lady feels differently.
A lot of people, they say they think when they get older, they're gonna be settling down and things gonna be wonderful. They're gonna be peaceful. But let me tell y'all this here, this must be a new day, because guess what, y'all? People my age are still trying to make it. They still trying to figure out how they're gonna make ends meet. Some, a lot of people still got their own homes, but they got to worry about the taxes. Some older people, they got to worry about how they're going to pay their utility bills. Some of that little, those Social Security checks ain't enough. And a lot of times people, when they think that when I get older, when I get Social Security, when I be able to do, you better get yourself together now for when you get older.
Now see, that's the part you got to keep in mind. You know, we think once we get older, think about it. The cost of living has quadrupled in the last 4 years. In certain cities and states, in a lot of our markets now, a house used to cost you $150,000. Now that same house is like $380,000, $420,000. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and that lets you know that inflation is real. If you go back 4 years ago, right, Ms. Shanika, you know, you thought about retirement. You was like, oh, you know, I could buy a house for $150,000. That wouldn't be much depending on the interest rate as far as the monthly mortgage. But when you're talking about these houses, these homes, they've quadrupled in value. The cost of gas is up. The cost of groceries is up. How do you actually think that what you planned just 4 years ago for your retirement, how do you think that will actually sustain you in the very near future? I just don't see it happening. And another thing, when we start talking about love, that's a whole other stratosphere. You know what I'm saying? If y'all already don't want love right now in y'all 20s and y'all 30s, what makes you think it's going to be easy to find love in your 50s and your 60s? Tell me, what did you actually think was going to be great about being older, but really turned out not to be that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, baby. Don't go. Don't go.
Look. Look. My notepad called many bodies. Screenshots solve plenty problems. Voice notes bag plenty hotties. Can't just talk to me like anybody. Can't just talk to me like anybody. Man, you know that I'm a somebody. And little baby bash, she got a jump body. Hey. Bunch of feelings I just couldn't shake. Disrespect that I just shouldn't take. You just couldn't see the good in Drake. 4 months, not a long time, but you're somebody you just couldn't wait. You broke my heart, you broke my heart.
If you just believe.
Yeah. Careers on shelves like Amazon Distribution Center. Hell, really hate to call on Broski for the dirty work. I'd rather do it by myself. Clack, clack, clack. My tour ride and leave a lazy dizzy. Got more traction when the hair salon is busy. Flow for days like that river Mississippi. Freaky like I sing with Pretty Ricky.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Got the ad lips, some smiggy nails done, but my trigger finger itchy, clutching on the. This getting tricky, people love to diss me. I hear every single thing, man, I'm all ears like I took the fan of Disney. Guess that's one way to tell me that you miss me.
Don't go.
Yeah.
You broke my heart. I had my doubts about you from the start. Push to the edge like Vert. On Instagram digging up dirt. You wanna smoke with me first? Well, this one gon'
yeah.
This one gon' hurt. Down bad boys, sad boys. I've been representing since birth. Yeah, I was down bad about you, but I'm about to have you down worse. I swear you're dead to me. Does Mercedes make a hearse? Matter of fact, everybody in it scream out, my ass, middle fingers over, my ass, got to turn this to my ass, I should drop a name, my ass, drop a couple names, my ass, since you want some fame, my ass, that you're turning on the way, in a whip, clowning on me, my ass, whoa, my ass, I can't let it go, my ass, ain't bag of, my ass, the game did it, you would've popped off, you would've said, you would've poked, I know you're too well, my ass, lying to my face. Thought you would've shown a little grace. How can I expect someone who never had their own place to know their damn place? Treat me like I'm dumb or something, like you're running something, like they dropped you on your head when you was one or something. My ass, hey, hey, yo, 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 yo. My ass, yo, right.
What's up? It's OMG. Every day weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're listening to the best damn morning show, Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover.
A lot of people, they say they think when they get older, they're going to be settling down and things going to be wonderful. They're going to be peaceful. But let me tell y'all this year, this must be a new day, because guess what, y'all? People my age are still trying to make it. They still trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet. A lot of people still got their own homes, but they got to worry about the taxes. Some older people, they got to worry about how they're going to pay their utility bills. Some of their little, those Social Security checks ain't enough. And a lot of times people, when they think that when I get older, when I get Social Security, when I be able to do it, you better get yourself together now for when you get older.
All right, let's open up these phone lines to our callers. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. It's Anonymous Thursday. The question is, what did you think was going to be great about being older, but really isn't?
Still taking care of my grown-ass kids. Bills, baby daddies, a job, working, everything we got to get up and do. Getting up early in the morning, everything.
Everything.
Yep, don't fall.
Everything.
Stay strong.
The tap.
Driving is, when you get older, you cannot pay me now to get out of the bed unless I'm going to work or take my kids to school. Younger, you can drive all day. You can be up all times of the night. But now that you're older, no, baby. I'm going home.
Shouts out to y'all, because y'all always make this even better. We couldn't do it without y'all. And you know what? Speaking about not being able to do this without y'all, we definitely couldn't give you guys the date dilemma without y'all participating. Hit me right now, 1-844-YUNG-JOC. That's 1-844-986-4562. Keep it right here where you got it, baby. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
No matter what I do, all I think about is you.
You are now listening to The Date Dilemma with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. If you got a dilemma, they got a dilemma, which means we got a dilemma. It's The Date Dilemma. Who's on the line this morning?
Alicia.
So, hey, good morning, Alicia. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling because me and my man drifting apart, and I don't understand why we drifting apart. All I know is that he's been extra friendly with the leasing agent complete. And I'm not fit, so I'm calling to see what's up.
Did y'all get a discount on your rent?
Girl, I wish. Then it'll be all right.
Are y'all typically late? A possibility to be late? He might be setting it up for the future.
No, we don't. I don't do late, so that ain't it. I don't understand why he even up there. He can shoot one, because that ain't it. I feel like that's a form of cheating. You get what I'm saying?
Have you told him this?
Well, we discussed it briefly, but he brushed me off.
Your phone breaking up a little bit too. Are you saying that you know for a fact he's cheating with the leasing agent?
I'm saying I got suspicion.
You got suspicion. So what we doing today? We gonna get him on the phone and tell him you got suspicion, or what you trying to do?
Yeah, we need to do something. I need to figure this out. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay. What's his name?
Kenneth.
All right, let's get Kenneth on the phone. You must be about to give him an ultimatum.
Yeah, either he gonna stay out that leasing office or we gonna have some problems.
Let me ask you a question. Who apartment is it? Did y'all get it together, or you had it first, or he had it first?
Well, it's actually ours. We moved in together at the same time. Both our name on the lease. But again, he don't have no business going up there. We have it where we can email them. We have a porter that he can talk to these people on, so he don't need to be in their face every day.
Say no more. Let's get my man's on the phone. What's his name again? Kenneth. All right, let's get Kenneth on the phone. Put your phone on mute, okay?
Okay, hold on.
My man Kenneth and I trying to make sure ain't no late fee.
He walked in and say, the apartments ain't the only thing for rent, is it?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. My suit, Kenneth.
Yeah, that's me.
Kenneth, I know it's early. You don't know what's going on, but let me tell you, on the phone with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Miss Shanika, say what up.
What up? Good morning.
Shout out to the man you on the phone.
What up, Kenneth?
What's going on?
Hey, look, I know you're trying to figure out why we're calling you this early in the morning, right?
Facts.
Let me give you some more facts. We're a nationally syndicated morning show, and the segment that you are on right now, Kenneth, is The Date Dilemma, right? Your lady called us up this morning. What's her name? Alicia? Okay. Alicia called us up, man, and bro, can I just keep it a butt with you?
Yeah, what's up?
Now, you tell them, Shanika, because you looking over like...
We want to find out what's really going on in y'all relationship, because my girl feeling like you be all up on the leasing lady, and she don't like all that action that you giving the lady.
Who that is in the leasing office, my boy?
Man.
That man.
Lisa called y'all, man.
Yeah, she called
me. Man, look, bruh, it ain't nothing going on, man. I love Lisa, you know what I'm saying? We been rocking, you know what I'm saying?
Why you be in that leasing office, Kenny? Who up in that leasing office that got you coming in there on the regular?
Man, ain't nobody really got me coming in there on the regular, bruh. You know, it be a lot going out here, man. A lot going on out here, you know what I'm saying? I just be trying to get that tea, you know what I'm saying? She don't like me being in the business, you know what I'm saying? Because we stay out in the neighborhood. There's a lot of females out here in the neighborhood, cool. Mm-hmm. And she be thinking, like, I be trying to, you know. But nah, man, I just be cooling, bro. They know me. They be letting me know what's going on. They nice folks, man. You know, they nice people, man. You know, I don't be doing nothing, bro.
So you ain't trying to get with the leasing agent?
Nah, man. You know, they got them good cookies down there. I go down there and get them good cookies.
Oh, my
and
God.
I come back, bro.
Not that cookie, bro.
Not that cookie, bro. See, man, you gonna get me in trouble.
Nah, you know me.
You gonna get yourself in trouble. You're the one doing the most.
Nah, man. Kenneth,
can I ask you a question for him?
What's up, bro?
Do they give you milk with them cookies?
Man, see. Now you in the tea.
Nah. Look, I'm not here to... put no charges on you, my boy. Your woman called up here and she really feels some kind of way. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna even keep playing with you, man. She on the phone, Kenneth. Alicia.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go.
What's all this, man?
What you mean you going to get some cookies?
Lisa, you know they be having them cookies up there. I just be going out there getting a little cookie, getting a little paper.
No,
that's all.
I'm trying to hear that because we got cookies at the house. Anything that you need, I can get it at the house. You don't need to go out there for nothing. He in this shoe showing with no females, but you know I already don't like that little girl with the braids.
You don't even know how to bake.
What?
You don't know how to bake? What you talking about?
Ooh, I know how to buy Chips Ahoy. I know how to buy Oreos. I know how to buy Famous Amos. So you ain't got to go up there for nothing.
She did. She has done that. And it's early in the morning. You got over 3 million people listening to you this morning. So look. You going to tell them what you want right now, Alicia, because we can't even keep playing with this.
Either you stay from my office or you're going to have to move out. It's one of the two. I ain't going to hold you because it seems like you like something up there, so I want you to be with what you like. Instead of, I ain't holding no spaces for you.
So what is it going to be? And how you going to put him out if both y'all name on the lease?
They going to have to call the popo.
Cause I ain't even getting into it, man.
Leave?
So you going to stay out of the leasing office or you going to go to the leasing office and fill out another lease?
Man, I'm going to go home, bro. I'm going home.
So no more leasing office.
I'm going to eat the Tesla hard club. I ain't going to talk to her, man. I'm a Tesla. Man, just tell her.
How you got her number? See, this is what I'm talking about right here. See, you don't count on yourself. So you've been talking to her outside the office because you're not jealous.
Lisa, her number on the lease. We no, got a number. You got a number.
Okay. Hey, man, your woman trying to stick around, my boy. You pushing it.
I just said I'm going to stick around, bro. I'm going to eat the chips of her. I don't even like chips of her. I'm going to eat the chips of her. Because she bought the cookies, I'm going to eat the cookies. I'm going to be home. I'm going to come home. Like, it ain't no problem.
So you going to stay your ass out there?
She don't want me to go down there. She don't want me.
Are you going to stay out there?
When them girls be checking her when she be coming in that gate, I don't want you coming home and telling me nothing about they looking at your wheel, because I be going down there checking it. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't want me to do that, all right, they jump you at the trash can.
Man, Kenneth.
What's up, bro?
Man, you just need to... Hold on, baby girl. Let me tell you, man, something real. Stay your ass out there in the office, Kenneth, if you want to keep your lady. She tired of your shit.
Yeah, I'm home, man. I'm home now. Where she at? On the phone
job. Hey, that's another phone call. That's another day dilemma, man. Congratulations to y'all. My boy made a solid choice. He going to stick around and stay his ass out that rent office. On behalf of 1-800-INJURE-THE-BETHUNE-LOFTS, we're going to get y'all over $100. Because, boy, things are about to go left, Kenneth. I don't even think you know it. To our listeners, call us up 1-844-YUNGJOC. That's 1-844-986-4562. Keep it right here where you got it. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
That was the date dilemma with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
That's right. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Ms. Shanika right here. Shawty, DJ Swin. So let's talk about this date dilemma. This was crazy. Like, what was my guy? What was he thinking about? Okay, so it's going to make a lot of people think twice before they decide to move in with their little boyfriend and girlfriend. Now, Alicia had called us because her and her man, Kenneth, are drifting apart. Now, she says that her man has been extremely friendly with their leasing agent. Now, she suspects that he is cheating. Kenneth cannot believe that Alicia called us. He was appalled. Now he denies his lady's allegations, and Kenneth just says that he's nosy and that he just talks to the women in the neighborhood to get the tea and the freshly baked cookies. I bet. Now, Alicia ain't trying to hear nothing about no leasing office cookies. She ain't trying to hear it. So this was a very interesting one. Yeah, she said, stay out of the leasing office. She won with it. And DJ Swin,
either that or Kenneth got to move out.
That man said, you don't know how to bake no cookies. Oh, no, you didn't. So we got to ask our people, what do you think about this date dilemma?
Good morning. This is Sean. Man, Alicia, I get where she's coming from, but no, baby. You took my some cookies up there. It's not gonna work. It ain't gonna last. He gonna have to go ahead and break that lease, and he gonna have to go ahead and get him a new lease with the girl. It ain't looking pretty.
That's crazy. He better stay his ass out there renting office. And eventually they're gonna have to move. And he's talking about it's a bunch of girls there that be being messy. He be trying to get the tea, so he messy. Then he gonna say they gonna jump that girl. They're going to jump that trash can. They're going to eventually have to move because it's too many females around there, and he's too busy trying to be nosy and be messy, and ain't no telling what tea he clocking by his woman. And they need to go on and move up out of wherever they stay.
Hey, man. All I got to say is, Shawty sound real, real insecure. It don't make sense. Why was she so insecure about it? All the man was doing was trying to go get the tea. Some of us like that. She got to let it go, or he got to just drop it, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Okie dokie. I would have gave him a cookie eye. Right? A little circle around his eye. Dot the eyes across the teeth.
Stay out that leasing office, kid.
Definitely do that. All right. Thank you guys for your calls during this date dilemma. Definitely appreciate you. And you can always, you know, DM us, hit us up, and let us know about your date dilemma that you need eliminated. Now, coming up next, are you smarter than Young Jock? If you think that you got what it takes to beat this man, and I know you do. I know you got it in you. Go ahead and holler at us 1-844-YUNG-JUC.
What a new dance. We push it through
J-O-C.
The
J-O-C. J-O-C. That's right. Young Jack in the Streets Morning Takeover. Miss Shanika right here. Shouty, shouty. DJ Swin. And you already know it is Anonymous Thursdays out here. And Erica Banks is saying that men cannot complain.
Complaining is a man. Because why are you complaining? What would you complain about?
So no,
express your feelings, but don't complain. Expressing your feelings is telling me how you feel. Complaining is like nagging. Complain, just don't complain.
Oh my God.
If he's complaining, he isn't maintaining.
One thing I can't stand is a complaining man.
Well,
I don't like it. It's a nagging, complaining man. It's like the worst. I don't like it. Men, what do you think? Do you guys feel like y'all have the right to complain?
I mean, absolutely the right. What's up, Charter?
I like her perspective, though, voicing your opinion as opposed to complaining. You know, when you voice your opinion, you voice it, your voice is heard, and you try to work towards change. When you complain, you're just constantly nagging. So I can see, because someone complaining on me all day will get problematic.
If I'm complaining, that means... All right, say I'm in a relationship.
If I'm complaining...
I'm probably trying to give this relationship some time. Because apparently I've asked...
A time stamp?
And I've asked, and now it's getting to complaining because I really could just go.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be done.
And not even go. But if you constantly saying, okay, change the oil in the car. Let me just make change the oil. And the oil
that's
never gets changed.
That's not complaining, though.
Okay.
You saying you never changed the oil and like that's a complaint, but like okay, change the oil. Yeah.
No, maybe the oil was, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You never cut the grass. The grass is growing all over the place. Quit complaining. Now that's a gripe. That's voicing your opinion. So
yeah,
I like voicing your opinion option
but
better.
Constantly telling someone, you know, why don't you pick up behind yourself or why don't you? But don't nobody want to hear that every day.
Well, why don't you do it? No, that's what Twin's trying to say.
No,
why don't you do it then? Well, and I won't complain about it no more.
Well, why don't you get somebody else to do it? Because at the end of the day, you constantly saying something to me repeatedly does not make me want to correct my action.
Wow.
That's true.
All right. So hit us up.
Wow.
Is Erica Banks on to something? Do men have a right to complain or no? Holla at us. 1-844-YUNG-JOC is Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. That's right. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Miss Shanika right here. Shouty, shouty.
Yep.
DJ Swin and Erica Banks. Now, she was doing some kind of interview, and she said that she feels that men cannot complain.
Complaining is a man. Because why are you complaining? What would you complain about?
So
no, express your feelings, but don't complain. Expressing your feelings is telling me how you feel. Complaining is like nagging. Complain? Just don't complain.
When you are a man that complains, you are a itch with a B. I hate it. I literally hate it. Like, it's so annoying. And it's like being a nag. And I'm like, men state what it is that they want. They don't say, hey, I need, you know, like, can you like every day? Because clearly I don't want to do it, sir.
So what do you
and
do?
And get somebody else to do it.
Wow.
Why would you want to hear yourself continually say something over and over again if the action is if the need is not meeting the action?
Hmm. Yeah,
you
that's
just sound crazy. It's redundant. And it's like insanity because for you to think that something is going to change, you know, with you just stating what it is that you want repeatedly is crazy.
But why wouldn't a woman listen when a man is repeatedly saying what he wants?
Because there is not a value in it for her.
Wow.
For her to respect the request that the man is repeatedly making. She doesn't care.
Mm.
It is of no concern of hers. Alright, so we want to ask our people, should men have the right to complain or not?
I think they definitely have the right, but like Nishanika said, it's the way that you do it. Like, there's a difference between complaining and griping all day. Me personally, I do not like a complaining man. I never heard my dad complain. I never heard my grandfather complain. Anything that my mom or my grandmother needed, they got it done. There was no need to complain. So, yeah, I think that's a new age thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to change, but man, what the hell is nigga complaining for, bro? I wish I Nico knew. Man, get somebody else to do it. Ain't no point in complaining to do it your dang on self.
I feel where old girl was coming from when she said, like, voice your opinion, but don't complain. You know, because it's like I said, like, we as, if you're, like, in a relationship perspective, and we as mothers, and we have to do everything. We have to meet y'all half of the way. We have to take care of the kids. We have to get them to school, help with homework, and do everything. And most of the majority of the men just feel like all they really have to do is go to work and, like, just pay some bills. You feel me?
Yeah, the grass got to get cut. The trash got to get taken out. The manly things that y'all don't see, which takes a lot of energy and strength. And I get it. Men don't see what women do on the other side all the way. So, I mean, that has to be a medium.
Right. It's like we missing what y'all seeing, what y'all not seeing, and vice versa.
Mm. All right. Well, we can take this one to the bank, Erica.
Okay. Yeah, y'all all got right. this one.
So, some men, change your ways, because we don't want no nagging man, and we definitely don't want a itch with a bee. Okay. Mm. We gonna get into it coming up. Are you smarter than Young Jock? Your chance to play against the man itself is on the way. Hit us up 1-844 YUNG JOC. It's Young Jock in the streets. Want to take over.
Taking the game, the game's mine.
It's Are You Smarter Than Young Jock?
The king and his gang.
Only with Young Jock in the streets, morning takeover.
Young Jock in the streets, morning takeover. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? This your boy, Tree, calling straight out of 912 Savannah, C4.
C4. All right, look here, man. You think you smarter than Young Jock?
Man, I would hope so, but I know this your thing right here, man. You be killing these people on this, so I'm going to do my best.
All right. It's a lot on the line today, Cree. Here are the rules. You have 10 seconds to answer each question. The first person to answer all three questions will be the winner. You guys cannot answer each other's question, and you cannot answer the question after your 10 seconds is up, or you will be disqualified, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's get into question number one, Cree. Which 90s R&B group consists of two sets of biological brothers? You can do it.
Wow. Yeah, Jagged Edge.
No. All right, Young Jack.
Yes.
Which 90s R&B group consists of two sets of biological brothers?
I'm going with Jodeci.
You are correct.
Oh, man.
Okay, Young Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a riddle. What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand?
I don't know.
Two.
All right. Three.
Yes.
What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand?
Just think about it. Real simple. Just say the opposite of what she just said.
How do you know? You got it
wrong. Oh, yo. I'm going to say your left hand.
You are correct.
Golly. Why I ain't think of that one?
All right, Cree, you got one. This is your next question. From 2005 to 2008, Jay-Z was the president of what record label?
Def Jam. I'm tripping.
You are correct. Young Jock. What invention lets you look right through a wall?
Like an X-ray.
Three. Two.
Sonar.
One.
All right. Three.
Oh, my stupid.
Three.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is so easy.
You better get this.
Don't think too hard about it,
okay? At all. Real simple.
What invention lets you look right through a wall?
A window?
You are correct. I agree. You are the winner.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Yep.
I just want to give a shout out to Jock. That's my boy, man. I've been listening to you since I was a kid, man. And it's good to hear you on the radio every day, man. Yeah. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
That's right, man. You got a shout out?
I want to shout out to my brother, my sister, you know, everybody down here that's going to work this morning. Hopefully, everybody have a good day. Miss Shanika, you sound beautiful in the morning. Every day I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
And y'all need to tell Shawty he need a filter, because that man don't care what come out of him, man. What he up there causing problems, boy.
Yes, he do.
Appreciate you, my boy. Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Test your wits. Test your knowledge for cash and prizes.
Taking the game's mine.
It's Are You Smarter Than Young Jock?
The king and his gang.
Only with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
That's right, Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Miss Shanika right here, shouty.
Yeah.
DJ Swin. And tomorrow, we want to remind you, we are broadcasting live in the ATL at the Bojangles off Panola Road. Now, we are hooking up the first 94 people with free breakfast. And we hooking you up, yes, in these streets. We are giving away cash prizes every 30 minutes.
Big money.
I would like to say I came up with that.
You did not. You know I came up with that yesterday.
They said, what should we do? I said, give away money. The people want money.
Okay.
Okay. And now, all the intricates of the details, I don't care about.
I'm agreed to say it was collective.
Mm-hmm.
It was collective. We came up with a master plan for you guys. So if you are anywhere near Atlanta, I'm talking about in our markets, if you're in Chattanooga, if you're in Savannah, if you're in Charlotte, if you're in VA or Chicago, you guys can come and see us live this weekend. No, this Friday.
Mm-hmm. This Friday, is tomorrow. So, you know, tomorrow is going to kick off what is going to be a lot of festivities over the weekend.
Yes.
And one big major holiday is Cinco de Mayo.
I think
the black people do it better than the others. Okay. The people that the day is really all about. We have claimed this. We have adopted this.
Yep.
This is our brown brothering. Celebrate Ting holiday that we, you know, do it real big. So, do you guys win?
Yes. I want to tap in with some callers right now and see what we're drinking on this Cinco de Mayo holiday.
Portia. Casamigos.
You like the brown one or the clear one?
The clear one.
Blanco.
Shazara.
Cinco de Mayo's on the way. What we drinking on? Tequila or rum?
Oh, I'll go with tequila. Oh, it has to be the Patron. Shay, tequila, 1800 Reposado.
Josh. Casamigos.
My name
is
Chris. Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattown. Hey. Check in. Cinco de Mayo right in the corner. What we drinking on?
Crown.
Ain't you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
I like crown.
Chanel. Tequila.
I like the Julio Reposado. Man, D, man. I got something for Miss
Shanika,
man.
Yo, D, what we drinking on for Cinco de Mayo?
We drinking on coffee, man. We drinking on some hot coffee, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, Miss Shanika got to stop this, man. She got the audacity. Tell her to stop. The reason why these guys the way they is because they raised them. They the one who raised them. So they can't complain now about why these guys is way more in their feelings because they're raising them themselves. When a man want to be in their life, they don't want it to happen. So now they done got up in age and they don't know how to control their emotions. Now you got Drizzle Drizzle.
Boy, you just started Cinco de Mayo early, boy. Have a good morning, dog.
Cinco de Mayo.
Keep it locked right here to Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Word on the streets going down like Jock said.
It's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover with Miss Shanika.
That's right, y'all. So let's get inside this Weird on the Streets news and talk Akbar. Okay. Akbar got into a back and forth on social media with Glorilla. Of course, she's always going against Cardi because Cardi and Nicki be going at it. And like, Akbar is one of Nicki's biggest fans. And
first off, you snuck me. When has that been ever respected? I got one stretch on my eye. Y'all ain't did no damage. When you send Hilda, that's supposed to stick. You don't send no Hilda and I'm still right here talking. You gotta make me shut the up. Cause Cardi B, you is I said your name. You, when you send them, make sure them hit stick. I can take her ass whipping.
Yeah, so she said that she was just partying, doing her thing in New York, and somebody was like,
wow,
upside her head.
Oops.
Yeah. Now, she said you got to send somebody better because them hits ain't stick. Mm. Y'all don't be fighting. That is so unladylike.
It is.
Shawty would have called the police.
Yeah.
It would have been some arrest around.
It would have been my lady. Your butt would have been going to jail, and I would have snuck one in on you while I was breaking it up.
And that means you would have been going to jail, too.
No, it was doing them breakups. Get off her. Get off her.
Let's talk with an elbow. Uh-huh. Skrilla Baby is talking about dating older women.
She older, though. She understand what I be on and what I be going through in life. We together. She understand.
She understand the lifestyle.
I done been talked to some cougars. I don't think, like, a lot of young girls understand what I be going through. Like, I need, like, a soft girl. I think young girls take what older women tell them and just go overboard with it, like.
Now, okay, Skrilla Baby said the older woman know what he want
because they've been through
understand
it.
That you know I like these hoes, and y'all young women can't understand what I need.
Yeah, he need to get all out
right. So
stuff.
It just sound like he doing life like he want to do life right now. Okay, and lastly, Keisha Cole is mad because Scrappy and Chaotic on they show had a lot to say about her and her new man.
That's Keisha Cole and Huncho. Right?
So Keisha Cole probably right? did pay Huncho.
The actual person don't do it. The label do
the
it.
The label
do it. They done did that with me back in the day. I had to walk
wait
around.
Wait a minute. Why Keisha Cole?
They had to walk around.
What
with
they do?
No, it was this new girl on Warner Brothers when I was over there. Yeah, they paid
they
me.
Gave popularity.
We did a song, did a video. See? They paid me. I forgot her name.
Oh. Keisha said, what they gotta do with me? And she said she would never. Anyway, why is it hard to believe that Keisha Cole could pull Huncho? Anyherp, Scrappy, that's my brother and I love him. Mm-hmm. And Scrap, you gotta be straightforward. Like, you can't just be playing music and giving compliments and not apologizing.
What am I gonna do? Lord have mercy. Can we get a Grammy for this one? A couple of them, you feel me? This one is jamming. Shout out to Keisha Cole.
Okay, you can't just... You said something really offensive about this lady. Scrap, you owe her an apology. Chaotic, you owe her an apology. All right, now, let's just get that straight. But people, I want to tell y'all online, he was complimenting her. Like, that was his way of, you know, saying he was starting.
Mm-mm, don't
so
do
he
me.
Wasn't trying to be shady at all.
You,
so that's
so?
What they, that, yeah.
I thought he was saying, give her a Grammy. She just showed out with that
I
one.
Mean, Scrap don't got one, so you don't say this.
He wasn't talking about the song. He talking about her actions.
Nah.
She gets a Grammy for that. Reaction.
Now you get an Oscar for that.
Oh.
You get Grammys
okay.
for
it.
Okay.
Much.
We're going to work on colors later, Shawty. It's all good.
Tomorrow.
That is the Word on the Streets news. I am Miss Shanika.
Hi.
Definitely keep it locked in right here. We got the Love Doc Jock on the way. And
yep.
You don't want to miss it. It's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
It's about that time for the Love Doc Jock.
Help me help you help
okay.
me.
Come on. What's your problem?
And this guy will either help or hinder your relationship.
Who do I think I am? Why I tell people that?
Either way, he's a man for the job. It's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
We on live with the Love Doc Jock. How may I help you?
Okay, how do you deal with that narcissist? I already know how, but I want you to tell.
Who's the narcissist?
My ex.
Oh, you just block him. He your ex. You ain't got to deal with him no more. That was easy.
Okay, so what if I was dating one again?
Well, then here's the thing. At the end of the day, when you walk outside and it's hot outside, what do? You dress with less clothes, right?
Yes.
All right. When it's cold outside, what do?
I dress with more clothes.
Okay. So once you start dealing with a narcissist and you realize you're dealing with a narcissist, you do the opposite because you know better now. And when I say do the opposite, you know how to offset that person. You know how to deal with what's coming because you've already been forewarned in a sense because you already know what they are and what they're capable of, correct?
Yes.
All right. So if he says something that would normally piss you off, then you already know how to offset that, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. Sounds like you passed this test with flying colors. That's how you deal with a narcissist. And that's the love, not job. I can't make it no simpler than that, friend. Hey, if you got a small business and you want to be spotlighted, here's the chance to do that. 1-844-YUNGJOC. That's 1-844-986-4562. Keep it right here, good people. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
It's time for Small Business Spotlight, giving back to the community with Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Good morning, guys. It's Tanya Chavis, owner of Pretty Place Brunch Bar, also owner of Pretty Place Catering, which has been around for almost 15 years. We are the hottest brunch spot in the SWAT. Campbellton Road, check us out. Pretty Plates Brunch Bar. You can find us all across social media at Pretty Plates, PretiPlates. That's pretty with an I, not a Y. It's all in the name for one, pretty. It's all things pretty, from the food to the plate to the service to the chef to the owner to the partners. Ooh. Everything's pretty. Every morning we wake up pretty with Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover.
That's right, Young Jock in the Streets want to take over. Miss Shanika right here. Shouty, shouty, DJ Swift.
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow we will be broadcasting live in the ATL at the Bojangles off of Panola Road. Now, the first 94 people get free breakfast, and we're giving away cash prizes every 30 minutes. I'm so excited. Make sure you guys, you know, find time in the morning, stop through. Get it in with your favorite morning show, like the whole crew go beat up.
Yep.
Showing love.
Yep. I'm finna get my hair done.
Thank God.
Hey, man.
Thank God.
Don't play with me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it look. Hey, let's keep moving.
Okay.
Hi.
DJ Swin.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a haircut for that one too. You know what I mean? Shaq, I'm on the way.
You ain't say thank God for him.
I don't look
Cause he been on point.
Ooh.
He been on point lately.
Ooh.
He got that fresh cut
I'm
last week,
yep.
And then it carried up. Even Be Easy got groomed.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I motivated y'all.
What?
Look at y'all. Let me go get me. Cause I'm in grind mode. You know.
I see.
I'm wrapping up, finishing up.
You know when Shouty goatee bigger than his face.
Shut
He grinding. All right, yeah. You guys, can't wait to see you tomorrow morning in the ATL at Bojangles off Panola Road. Once again, first 94 people get absolutely free breakfast, and we're giving away cash prizes every 30 minutes. All right, I'll let you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Girl,
it's Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
Keep it locked right here to Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.